Trend number two, the promise of virtual clustering. In the 21st century, companies no longer need to assemble all of the resources and all of the experts to create a new product in one central location. Instead, they can form virtual clusters using state-of-the-art technology and forward-thinking business practices. Virtual clusters are typically temporary alliances of businesses that combine their skills so they can exploit a market opportunity. Unlike economic clusters based on geography, however, these clusters are virtual. That is, the organizations may be spread across the globe while they are linked by computer networks and communications technology. As John Cao discusses in the Harvard Business Review, a startup firm can compete like a big corporation by forming virtual alliances that leverage the talent and facilities available in such high-tech hotspots as Helsinki, Singapore, and Shanghai. In general, a virtual cluster is comprised of equal partners who have complementary skills or core competencies that are geographically dispersed and who are not interested in creating a new legal enterprise. Each of the organizations is able to focus on using its specialized skill while relying on its partners to provide the skill it lacks. The benefits of a virtual cluster include increased efficiency, economies of scale and scope, less overhead, cheaper connections with suppliers and partners, and increased opportunities to generate revenue. But not every company can benefit from virtual clustering. The organizations that get the best results are those that focus on building the ability to collaborate with partners. As Alan McCormick and Theodore Forbath explained in the Harvard Business Review, they interviewed more than 100 managers in 20 companies in a variety of industries. What they found is that the best firms invest in four areas that are crucial to a successful collaboration among partners. One, they invest in people. By changing the way they recruit, train, assess, and reward managers. Because the people in partner companies are not under their control, the organization's managers must learn to communicate and motivate people from other businesses and other cultures to work with them and to achieve common goals. Some companies sponsor training programs that bring team members from different companies together to learn how to collaborate. Two, they invest in processes that allow people to work together across organizational boundaries. For example, Siemens, the electronics manufacturer based in Germany, has learned that teams in different organizations and cultures work in different ways. So it's important to communicate frequently to discover and clear up any issues that may arise. Three, they invest in platforms that allow members of teams in different locations to work together, as if they were in the same room. By using a common set of IT tools and standards for sharing information, partners can avoid disasters such as the one suffered by Airbus, which announced a 2-year delay in building its A380 airplane because its partners used different versions of the same software for designing the plane. According to McCormack and Forbath, the result was that 300 miles of wiring and 40,000 connectors could not be fit together, which added billions of dollars to the cost of the project. And four, they invest in a program. Instead of treating every virtual alliance as a separate project, successful firms see each one as part of an overall program of extending their capabilities by collaborating with partners. Some of them appoint a chief collaboration officer to be in charge of all its partnerships and virtual clusters. Based on an analysis of this trend, the trends editors offer the following three forecasts. First, as promising as they are, virtual clusters are unlikely to become as powerful as geographic economic clusters. As we discussed in the Geography of Prosperity, geographic clusters confer enormous competitive advantage. However, some geographic clusters that are partnering with outside companies can provide the best of both worlds. For example, John Cao in the Harvard Business Review points out that Singapore has developed a massive biomedical research center called Biopolis where cutting-edge stem cell research is being performed. The country attracts scientists and graduate students from around the world and expects to have 4,000 researchers working at that facility by 2015. Another 6,000 scientists will work at a neighboring facility called Fusionopolis, where they will focus on material science, clean technology, and digital media. Companies like GlaxoSmithKline and Novartis have already collaborated with Biopolis on pharmaceutical research. Second, virtual clusters will explode in importance as the shortage of highly skilled IT professionals becomes acute, starting in 2010 and lasting for the foreseeable future. The Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that in 2010, there will be 52% more people in the 55 to 64 age bracket than in 2000. As those baby boomers retire, there won't be enough new employees with the needed skills to replace them. According to Information Week, over the next 15 years, 70 million boomers are expected to retire, while only 40 million people will enter the workforce. Meanwhile, 40% fewer U.S. students were studying computer science in 2006 compared to 2001, while the number of foreign students applying to U.S. colleges dropped by 27% from 2003 to 2007. For all these reasons, McKinsey & Company estimates that the demand for experienced IT professionals between the ages of 35 and 45 will grow by 25% over the next 30 years, while this supply will actually drop by 15%. Virtual clustering provides a solution to this shortage because it allows a limited number of skilled people to contribute to an unlimited number of partner companies. And third, as virtual clusters emerge in an increasing number of industries over the next decade, companies with traditional structures with rigid boundaries will lose market share. It will simply be too difficult for a 20th century business to compete with a lean, fast, flexible enterprise that can be assembled precisely around a market opportunity.